February is National Heart Month, and Friday, February 5th, you might be seeing red as people wear red to raise awareness of women's heart health issues. I'm speaking with Jennifer Deal and Kimberly O'Neill. Go Red for Women. Let's talk a little bit about why it's important to learn about women's health issues when it comes to your heart.
The Go Red for Women movement was started because more women were dying of heart disease than men. And women did not know that the heart attack symptoms and stroke symptoms are different than men. So back in the 80s, you probably remember the men on TV, they would hold their left arm and then they would go down. Women's symptoms are much different than men. It's a lot of times shortness of breath. It's heartburn. And women, as moms, we get so busy in life, we just think, oh, we'll just keep going. We'll just keep going. We'll deal with that later. The Go Red for Women movement builds awareness for women that you can prevent heart disease. In fact, 80% of it is preventable.
A lot of times, if a woman's very busy and she's doing a lot of things, has children or jobs or running around, committees everywhere, all the things that women do, shortness of breath probably wouldn't even be noticed that much. And heartburn, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't have had that for lunch or something. Mm-hmm. So how can a woman tell that it is more than just regular feeling a little down?
That's a good question. And for women, I think we have to listen to our bodies. We have to know that something is different. Something is not right. This is not the normal heartburn after eating something spicy. It is ongoing. It is something that is preventing you from just doing your daily activities. And the most important thing to do as women is to get yearly checkups. You know, we're supposed to be getting our yearly checkups as women anyways. And we can get our facts and know our numbers just by getting our women's checkup every year. But if you're not going to do that, make sure you get your numbers, know your facts, so that you know if your blood pressure is high, if your blood sugar is off. Those kinds of things are all issues that contribute to heart disease and stroke.
Kimberly, yes. O'Neill, you are here as a survivor. Do you want to tell your story?
I would love to. In June of 2014, I experienced a crazy episode of tachycardia. My heart rate wouldn't go below 275. My mom rushed me to the emergency room, and they noticed the delta wave on my EKG, something I've had since I was born. Don't know why I was suddenly at 18 years old, a couple days before my 19th birthday, all of a sudden have this rare heart disease. They sent me off to an electrophysiologist, and he took one look at it and diagnosed me with Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome, and it affects about every 4 in 100,000 people. And it goes undetected most of the time, and it's a lot of the reasons for sudden heart death. And they had to go in and ablate it. It's an extra electrical pathway in your heart, and they go in with catheters in your femoral arteries, and they feed them through your heart, and they can track where all your electrical pathways are going. And they ablated my spot, and thankfully my delta wave disappeared.
Well, that's interesting because you don't really think about electrical when you're talking about the heart. You think of it as a muscle that just pumps.
Right.
You know, when you think electrical in the body, you just think brain or something like that.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't understand that what causes your heart muscles to beat is the electrical currents and that our heart is ran on electrical pathways.
You know, Rabbit, the interesting thing is that even though Kimberly's heart disease is congenital, 80% of heart disease in women is actually preventable just by lifestyle choices.
For a lot of people, you always think stress is the number one factor. And women are experiencing more and more stress since perhaps the 1930s and 1940s as they get into the workforce and take on roles that in the past were specifically for men, and the genders kind of balance out more and more, then the rate of stress for women is going up. So you're going to have more of that heart disease. But you said women actually experience more heart problems than men.
Oh, we experience more heart disease. So, and a lot of the reason why the American Heart Association thinks that is because we don't know the signs and we don't know when to go to the doctor. And a lot of that is we're not taking the time. We are in the workplace more. We are mothers. We're still cooking at home. We're still getting the kids ready for school. There are a lot of things that prevent us from just taking care of ourselves. And if we would just take the time to get the facts and know our numbers, it would help us prevent heart disease in the future.
What are other things a woman can do to help reduce the stress and possibly save her life?
Reducing stress. Well, I mean, take time for yourself would be number one. But the American Heart Association does outline a couple of things that women can do, just daily changes in their lifestyle, small changes at a time. We know that we can't expect large changes at one time. Most people don't stick with the New Year's diet that we're going to see everyone on right now. What you're going to find is if you'll just, for example, for me, stop putting salt on top of your ketchup for your French fries. Okay, number one, French fries are bad for you, and ketchup is with extra salt is really bad for you. So just eliminate salt. Salt intake can be decreased just by not picking up that salt shaker maybe once. Once every week, start there. Maybe you don't walk. You know, maybe you can just take a walk, take a stroll outside. Small lifestyle changes. Maybe it is decrease one less fast food stop each week for your family and cook at home. Processed food has lots of salt in it. So there are a lot of things that we can do just to decrease our overall chances of heart disease.
You have events coming up in February?
We do. So February is Heart Month. And the American Heart Association and Southern Surgical Arts has paired up together to put on Ignite Red, and that is the National Wear Red Day. So we want everyone to wear red on National Wear Red Day, and that is Friday, February the 5th.
Ladies, the American Heart Association has information to help you avoid heart disease with simple lifestyle changes and regular checkups. Visit goredforwomen.org to learn more. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.